Our Father, we thank you for our gathering this evening, marking the events of your earthly life. We pray that indeed at the end of this, that the Jesus of history, the historical Jesus who walked this earth, will not only be familiar with us, but will become the Jesus of our experience as we give our hearts to him in the name of Jesus Christ. You can be seated. We thank the vicar and the church leadership for this opportunity to share God's word with us. I know that in a service like this, there is usually pressure of time. So this is not about to be one long sermon. We will simply read a few scriptures, make some comments, and basically sit down and allow the service to go on. Praise the Lord. Our topic says, love, the true expression of faith. Love, the true expression of faith. It's in line with our text for with our theme for the year, which says that the just shall live by faith. Indeed, as we learned in the Bible study, why faith is important. For scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he who comes to him must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Scripture also reminds us that even if we have faith to move mountains, to tell the mountains be moved, but we do not have love, that we are nothing indeed. Basically nothing. If we look at our text, the anchor verses 34 to 35 of John chapter 13, it says, the King James Version, I read from the King James Version, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. There are two aspects of this love, as we see in our text. One is, as I have loved you, as our Lord Jesus Christ himself has loved us, so also we should love one another. And following the spirit of the season in which we are in, we shall dwell on the love of Christ for us. That first part. We don't have time to go through everything, but we'll just narrow down there. We've taken extensive reading of John chapter 13, and to put it in context, this was Jesus Christ, our Lord, teaching the disciples at the Passover meal. The Passover meal had just ended. It was just before the Passover festival. As it says in verse 1, Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave the world and go to the Father. And having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them till the end. Indeed, Christ was about to go to the cross. His love for his disciples was still fervent. Even at this time, he still felt a need to ensure that he did everything. He instructed them well enough that they will continue to stand and carry the torch. And then he commands us to follow his example of love as he modeled for us. A sacrificial kind of love, as we read, where he took our place on the cross of Calvary. Instead of I or you paying for our individual sins, Christ did that. Like I said, this is not about to become a long sermon because time is pressing on us. But it's important we understand where these things are anchored on. And for us to take a look at this great love and sacrifice, we'll go back to the prophecy of the suffering servant. And we'll take a reading from Isaiah 52. It's a long passage. We'll read that, make a few statements, and basically take our seats. And I'll read from the New International Version. Isaiah, starting from chapter 52 and reading on to chapter 53. From 52:13. I'm reading it as rendered in the New International Version. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see. And what they have not heard, they will understand. Talking of what happened, after the torture, his form was so mad, so disfigured beyond any human. 53 says, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing is in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering, familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. This passage talking about Christ. Hundreds of years, centuries before the actual event, prophesied by Isaiah. Talking about the torture. I remember when I first watched the film, The Passion of Christ. And it was said that that was even a watered-down version of what actually happened. So you could imagine what the real thing was. And of course, the Roman soldiers were noted for their cruelty. Those were one group of people that nobody wanted to play with. Let's put it that way. You didn't want to cross a Roman soldier or Roman soldiers or get into their trouble. They were as ruthless as their reputation went. Verse 4, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, afflicted. Even the thief on the cross said to him, if you are the Christ, deliver yourself and deliver us. Okay? People wondered, is this the Son of God on the cross? But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 7, 53:7, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. No one came to his rescue, no one protested. The disciples, out of fear, ran away. I don't blame them. They had not yet received the Holy Spirit in full measure. Okay, they had had an experience of the Holy Spirit, but had not yet received the Holy Spirit in full measure. So in their human assessment of situation and danger, they ran away. Praise the Lord. 9, he was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. For as many as respond to this great act of love, therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong. Because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. So as we cast our mind back, as the Passover was about to take place and the disciples gathered to eat the Passover meal, where there was the washing of feet and the teachings that went on, this was a picture of the events that took place. And the question to us as Christians will be, when we consider the love of Christ, do we as Christians live up to this sacrificial kind of love within our community? Because these commandments were, we should love one another. We've not started talking of the world though. Love one another. The community of believers, the community of saints. We should have love for one another. The love that Christ has modeled for us. And in 1 John 4:20, Scripture says, whoever claims to love God, yet hates his brother or sister, is a liar. For if you do not love your brother or sister whom you have seen, you cannot love God who you do not see. Christ is our model. The Apostle Paul says to us, follow me as I follow Christ. Okay, follow me as I follow Christ. He didn't say follow me, but follow me as I follow Christ. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith, our ultimate example. And here he gives sacrificially for his flock. How do we respond to this great love? First is our individual response in salvation. Have we done that? Have we responded by accepting Christ into our lives? Have we received the free gift of salvation? Even for the sinner on the cross, the second man hanged with Christ, he said to him, "Lord, when you enter your kingdom, remember me." And Christ gave him a definite promise. Tonight, not tomorrow, not next tomorrow, not 1 year later, but tonight you will be with me in paradise. That promise is available to us. Not just to respond to this great love that the Father has shown. This great love is indeed the foundation and the true expression of our faith. Without it, our belief is in vain. Without this sacrifice, our confession is in vain. Because you must believe that our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. God became man and bore our sins and paid the price. And having made available to us this great love, how do we respond to this love that is indeed the true expression of the faith we profess? This great act of love of our God. We are called to a higher standard to follow the footsteps of Christ. We are called to walk in the ways he has walked. We are called to follow him. We are called to receive him as Lord and Savior. May the Lord God help us to respond to this sincerely in our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for your word to us. And we pray that you continue to help us. That indeed such great love has been shown to us. Help us to indeed respond to this love. Not to scorn it and not to turn our back, but indeed to allow the Lord Jesus Christ entry into our hearts, to accept his gift of salvation and to walk in the faith and the model that Christ has shown us. All this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And yet I want to love the Lord, all life of faith. Amen.